Welcome to the Golf Industry Uncut. On-demand audio for the world of golf like never before. Exclusively on THP Radio on the Hackers Paradise Network. Now, here's your host, JB.
Welcome, everybody, to THP Radio. I'm your host, JB, and today we have a new episode of the Golf Industry Uncut. For those that are new to the show, each episode of Uncut will feature one of the great insiders from the golf industry, and they'll be placed in the hot seat to discuss equipment, technology, and the entire golf industry landscape. This week, we welcome Noelle Zavaleta to the show. For those that don't know Noelle, she works for Cleveland and Srixon Golf and a bunch of other companies that they own in an umbrella in the digital marketing and media space. For those listening on social media right now, how can they find you on Twitter and stalk you, of course?
They can find me at, it's my first name, so Noelle, but a lot of people actually call me like Noelle. So I've added four E's and then my last name with a Z.
Are you ready to step onto the hot seat?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's jump right in then. How did you get into working social media and marketing for Cleveland Srixon?
Actually, that's going to be coming up on 2 years that I'll be with the company. And when I first started, I actually began in customer service. I knew right away, you know, it was just going to be a great footstep, you know, into the company. And I think like 3 months into customer service, I was like, I want to, you know, improve and get into marketing because I have a background in it. And so I would show my face every single day in the marketing department and be like, you know, what can I do? Let me help. So, and about a year later, the position opened up and I applied, and the rest is history.
The rest is history. Now, you're tasked with handling social media for a number of brands, namely Cleveland and Srixon, and they all have popular equipment out. How do you balance that? I'll go back a little bit. Srixon released the 565, or I'll just call it the 65 line for the sake of this discussion, because you had a series of irons, you had Metalwoods, you had all this stuff coming out at once, plus you had Cleveland coming out with wedges. How do you juggle all that to make sure you're putting out content for everything and still engaging? Because I know that's a big point, but I'll let you answer the first part before we get into the engagement part.
Right. So it definitely is a challenge. I will be honest, I didn't think it was going to be as hard as I thought it would be, but just alone we have three brands, you know, Srixon, Cleveland, and Zexio. At the moment, we don't have a Zexio social media, but we're working on that. But yeah, it's just trying to, it's a lot of, let's say, planning and organization. So luckily, I have that. And it's just kind of, you know, Eli and I sitting down and figuring out through the week what we want to enhance on social. Obviously, our number one goal at the end of the day is Srixon golf balls and Cleveland wedges. But we definitely don't want to leave anything else behind. So we'll kind of just sit down and do a game plan. It's like, okay, Monday we'll talk about irons. And then we'll also, we always try to do one social post for Srixon and one social post for Cleveland. So like I said, Monday we'll do irons and then we'll also do maybe like the Huntington Beach putter. But then also things kind of pop up and that's how social media is and we have to be ready for it. You know, like if we have a win over the weekend, then we kind of change gears and just go that route. So it's definitely just being on your toes and ready to take on any challenge that comes your way.
Now you mentioned Eli. She's of course talking about Eli Miller, who's been on this show. If you haven't listened to that episode, it's definitely worth listening to. He goes full on politically correct on us and acting like he's running for office by not giving us answers when we asked him the tough questions. I'm just kidding, Eli. We look forward to having you back on the show. You mentioned doing a post for each and that things pop up during the day. Engagement is a big part for you. It is not, with the way you handle social media is not putting out an ad, quote, I'm doing finger quotes on the radio, is not just putting out an ad and then moving on to the next thing. You like to engage with the audience. Is that something you set out for originally, or is that just your personality shining through? What makes the engagement so different for Cleveland Srixon and a couple of other brands, whereas others just do not engage at all?
Right. So I think obviously social, everyone tries to have engagement, but I think I'm fortunate enough to have the personality just to let it shine through. And I try and do that first and foremost. Obviously, I have the background in golf as well. So I kind of just kind of sit back and think, like, what would, you know, your regular Joe Smith like to see on social media? Obviously, we do still do some of the techie parts, and I have no problem doing that, but I really just do enjoy the engagement and, you know, try and give away stuff as often as we can and just try and ask, you know, the readers questions, like, what do they want to see? What do they like? And I really, really do read every comment and take it and write it down on my, you know, on my side, on my notes, and just remember, like, what do people ask and what would they like to see? And then I'll try and do that within the next few weeks.
You handle things differently than a lot of other companies. And one of the reasons, and I shouldn't say handle, it's not right, the right term, but you were a player. So you're a golfer first before getting into the golf industry. Can you tell everybody about your background in golf, and then we're going to have to get into your bag a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I actually started playing golf when I was 3 years old. 3 years old and started playing competitively when I was about 6 or 7. And actually, I started at the same place Tiger Woods started, over here in Long Beach, California, at the little par 3 golf course called Hartwell. He started there with the Long Beach Junior Golf Association. We'd play every Friday, wear red shirts, and that's just how I learned to fall in love with the game. And then I was fortunate enough to play 4 years in high school on my varsity team. And then on top of that, I was again fortunate enough to get a full ride scholarship for college. So I played Division I at Long Beach State, and it was a dream come true.
It's weird. I hear the words Long Beach, and I think it in Snoop Dogg's voice. That's neither here nor there to this conversation. As a player,
it's a good town.
Working for Cleveland Srixon's Exio, tell us what's in the bag.
What's in the bag? So right now I am gaming the new Z565 driver with the stock shaft that we have, InstaFlex.
It would have been weird had you said a different brand, by the way.
I know, right? No, we definitely don't do that at all here. We play with who we work for. So I have that. I have the new 765 irons, 4-through pitching wedge, and I actually changed it up this time. I always had played steel iron or steel shafts, and I tried the new the Aerotech steel fibers, and I actually really, really enjoy the graphite in them. I've gained about 10 yards in my irons, and these irons that we sell are, as I hear all over and see all over our social media, they are butter. So, and I can definitely quote the same thing. They are butter when you hit them.
Weird, because butter is cast, not forged.
True. See, what else am I playing? I have the new U65 utility iron, the 18 degree. I love it. I'm still gaming. People are probably not happy about this. Eli, I'm sorry. I'm still gaming the RTX 2.0 wedges. Just haven't made the switch yet.
Stop it. Stop the presses. The RTX 3 is such a better wedge.
I know. It is. It's great. It's great. And I love it. I just haven't had the time. I've been traveling a lot, and I haven't played as much golf. So I'm still gaming the 2.0s. So I do need to make that switch.
And the putter?
And the putter is the new HB number 1. Absolutely love that putter. Love the milled face, everything about it.
For those listening to this, we just put out a video in the last couple of days on the new 2017 Huntington Beach Collection putters. Check it out. They have 3 new models coming, and I still say it's probably the best value in golf.
$100 for that putter, and premium putter for the non-premium price.
It's a good slogan, too. James used that one on our PGA show coverage. Before we continue,
yes, I will take full credit with that.
I want to remind everybody that they can discuss these topics and all the topics on the THP forum with thousands of golfers every single day. And of course, you can follow, discuss, debate, and interact on Twitter at THP Golf. And if you include the hashtag THP Radio, we can include future questions on the show if Noel does not get scared away. As you're doing your social media each day, obviously there's multiple platforms, so this is not staggered or meant strictly for Twitter or Facebook. What type of content will we be seeing from the brands throughout the year? Because yours has followed kind of a curve upwards. So it started with, you know, pictures. Now it's full-on content. There's all kinds of stuff. Will we be continuing to see all kinds of different content? Or do you have one that you're more passionate about, I guess, for lack of a better term?
Definitely on the upward for social media. I'm really, really excited for what's in store for 2017. I can't give away everything, but you will continue to see.
Don't worry, nobody's listening. You can tell us. You're amongst friends.
I'm really enjoying the Instagram stories that we that Instagram stories launched I think a few months ago. So I try to do all the behind the scenes access at any event that I'm at. You know, the Career Builder was in January and we had 13 of our Strixon staffers with us and just taking photo shoots and doing interviews, and I would do all the behind the scenes photos on that, as well as any PGA event. So Riviera was just recently over here in our backyard, and it was fun just to be able to go out there on Tuesday and Wednesday during the practice rounds and follow our guys and just ask some questions and get some shots of them swinging. And so that's really, really great. I really enjoy that. But yeah, though, other than that, just the same stuff. And then again, we're really looking forward to doing the CG shootout with you guys in August. So definitely our listeners, stay tuned for that.
Yes, that's right, THPers. We have a fun event coming with Cleveland Golf and THP. It'll be happening out west, where you will get to meet Noel and Eli if you haven't already. What is the biggest surprise you have seen from the response since working on engagement between the two brands? I'm going to preface this by saying I don't mean to throw anybody under the bus or any brands under the bus, but before you got there, the social media was either, I'll call it, copycat-ish or stale. Since you've gotten there, it's become more fresh. I'm not saying this because you're on our show. I might be, but that's okay. It's become much more warm and engaging. So what's been the biggest surprise you've seen?
The support and love from not only our accounts. I just think meeting someone and talking to our accounts in person, obviously, like you guys, it's just I've felt a great engagement with one another. So I enjoy doing my job at the end of the day. I want to make people happy. And on top of that, too, we have some really, really great consumers that just love our products, that are diehards. I mean, we have diehard, like, Cleveland people that just always want the latest and greatest and want all the information. And it's just, at the end of the day, it makes my job easier and it's exciting. And I love everything about it.
It's time for Fire Away. 10 topics. First thing that comes to your mind, nothing to do with golf. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You should be scared.
I'm a little nervous.
Best sandwich and from where?
That would probably be Busy Bees in San Pedro, California.
And what's the sandwich?
It's called the Torpedo. It's nothing crazy. It's just a really, really great sandwich. There's always like a 30-minute line at this place, little hole-in-the-wall place in San Pedro, and it just has your turkey, your ham, your, you know, regular condiments, and it's amazing.
And it's actually a good sandwich?
Yes.
Best travel city for food outside of your home state?
Ooh, probably, I don't know, New York?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I've been to your office. I've met a lot of the people there. Who has the worst road rage in your office?
Well, I don't drive with that many people. Let's just say when we go out to
lunch,
that
by choice?
I like to be the one that always drives. Yes. I don't know who has the worst road rage, but I will say that there is our POP manager, Lawrence, and he drives crazy fast. I will say that.
That's a good one. I would have said, from the people I've met, that Michio would have been the craziest driver.
I haven't driven with her, but she does come pretty fast through the parking lot. I will admit that.
You are to create the perfect burger. You're going to have your own restaurant. What is on it?
Obviously, the wheat bun. Whole wheat bun, just simple.
Better get there quick before this place goes under.
Ketchup, mustard. No. I scratched that. I would say just chipotle sauce with blue cheese, bacon, and that's it. Oh, and lettuce and tomato. But that's it. Plain and simple.
Eli Miller, who we've addressed already in this show, he works in your office and he's been on THP Radio to a THP event. Give us a fun Eli story that might embarrass him a little bit.
that might embarrass him a little bit. I do have one that might be a little bit embarrassing. You may have remembered at the PGA show, the demo day, it was an extremely hot day, and he forgot to wear sunscreen. And the entire rest of the PGA show, he looked like a lobster.
Yeah, that was...
He had, like, the raccoon eyes.
A couple months ago, that was definitely unique.
And on top of that, he had to do nothing but interviews and media all day, so he was on camera a lot, and it was quite embarrassing.
This is a question that's a little difficult, but what is the best form for the potato?
I would just say a simple french fry. I mean, we do have In-N-Out here in Southern California, and you can't beat that.
Except the french fries are terrible there.
No, they're not. Not even close.
It's like you've never actually had good french fries.
Well, you'll have to show me then.
That must be. What's the last movie you've seen in a theater?
I am a movie buff. I do love movies. I think it was Patriots Day with Mark Wahlberg.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good. They portrayed that really, really well.
Best toppings on a pizza?
A lot of people are going to hate me for this. I love pineapple on my pizza.
I do too, actually.
Okay, good.
I was told I was un-American for that.
Yeah, me too.
Is that it? Just that?
That's it. Just pineapple. Yep. That's
okay.
It.
That's strange. You're coming back from the PGA show. Long flight. It's about 5 hours. Do you choose the front of the plane but no Wi-Fi or back of the plane with Wi-Fi?
Ooh. I would choose the back of the plane with Wi-Fi. That's my job. That's my career. I'm on my phone 24/7. I need it.
Better Sunday, Disneyland, which is right near you guys, or any place but Disneyland?
Disneyland, hands down. It's my favorite place in the world, besides the golf course.
There you have it, gang. We want to thank Noelle for coming on the show and talking to us. Make sure you follow all of her accounts on social media, and don't be afraid to engage. Don't forget to head over to iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts from and subscribe to The Hacker's Paradise so you never miss an episode. So for myself and, of course, Noelle, we hope you enjoyed the show. Bye, everybody.
THP Radio
on the Hackers Paradise Podcast Network,
your number one source for all things golf.
Subscribe on iTunes to never miss an episode.